Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Real Talk with BREA Realtors. I'm your 2024 BREA President, David DeDominicus, and today BREA's Government Relations Committee Chair, John Odey, is joining me for an episode all about advocacy. Thanks for joining me, John. Please say hello.
Hello, David, and thanks for having me today.
First things first, let's hear about advocacy in the community and why it's so important to you, John, specifically.
Advocacy in the community is so important to me simply because it brings the realtor voice, our members' voice, out to our local government, the public itself, and it transpires up to the provincial level as well. But locally, it gives us, our members, our realtors, a voice to our elected officials.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's certainly an important part of what we do here at BREA, and we're thankful to have you chairing that committee for us. Our GR committee's done some great work, made some great strides over the last few years. And definitely, I know one of the things you're most proud of, John, is the relationships that BREA has built with all our elected officials, both in the county and in the city, respective mayors, councillors, and then, of course, with our provincial MPP and our MP, Will Bauma and Larry Brock. Some amazing relationships there that have been made and continue to carry forward. Now, is there something specifically you feel is important to our members, and how do we, how what we does translate to value to them as members, John? So if you can give some really, because you guys, the committee's done some amazing work. So some kind of tangible kind of examples of the value that was provided to our members.
The value we provide as the government relations is we have our finger on the pulse of the city, the county, provincially and federally. We built relationships with our mayors, both the city and the county, our councillors. The mere fact that we've got representation on certain city committees from our members of our GR committee. We've got, we meet one-on-one with our elected officials, the PMP and MPP, on a regular basis. We're kept abreast. But the value to our members is the fact that we are not scared to roll up our sleeves and tackle any issue that comes at hand and voice our opinion. As a matter of fact, the city's even asked our opinion, the realtor's opinion, on certain matters related to the city. We've been asked to make presentations at council. We've been to county council to support certain motions. Provincially, we've done the same. We maintain, and I stress this, we maintain the voice of the realtor across the city. We are ready to act if we have to in a situation. I'll give an example where a couple years ago where the city was thinking of looking at doing a land transfer tax on our homes sold locally, and the Government Relations Committee stepped up and wrote to the city and enacted an action plan in case the city was choosing to go that route. But the mayor, being the mayor that he is and forward-thinking, took a step back, and the council took a step back and listened to what we had to say, and in the long run did not enact that. So that's a win. That's a win to our members, and that's a win to our community.
Absolutely, and when we talk about our membership as realtors, it certainly benefits them, but it also benefits, you know, our clients, right? And you know, the value there is multiplied, if you will, especially when you're looking at policies that are kind of adding any sort of, you know, red tape, encumbrancing in terms of added cost to the consumer. You know, those are all kind of scary things, which, you know, we see, you know, Toronto's has multiple land transfer taxes, for instance, and the implication and, you know, the added cost to that is always, as we know, borne by the consumer. That's a great example, John. Thank you for sharing. So that's a city. And I know you guys have been doing some good work with the county. Are there any specific examples that you can reference regarding the county and what kind of value we were able to provide there?
Sure. Lucas Oakley, county councillor, last fall proposed a motion to the county regarding multiple residences And we supported that. As a committee, we talked about supporting it. We talked about why we wish to support it. In fact, we spoke at council on behalf of the realtors and on behalf of BREEA and spoke in favor. And subsequent to that, it was voted on by the council and it was voted in favor. So we'll call it a win in the county. We have some with the city as well that wins that we follow and we're prepared at any time to speak on behalf for or against certain motions, and that's the value our members have and the community has as a whole.
Yeah, thanks, John. I mean, and there's so much work the committee does. I mean, it's hard to encompass everything, but something else that stands out to me is one of the big things that's coming out in the county, for instance, right now that's on everyone's radar is the stormwater tax. I don't know if you want to talk to our members about that.
It's on our radar. We talked about it last meeting, and we'll go in depth with it next meeting. The gist of it is it's a tax or a fee for rainwater, groundwater disposal of it. We're waiting to hear back from the county, their reasoning behind it, their thought behind it. It's new. It's a lot of people don't understand it. I don't understand it. But having said that, we will definitely, next meeting, we'll delve into it deeper and have a opinion, we'll discuss it, we'll debate it.
Excellent. Yeah, there's certainly, you know, when we look at advocacy and policy, you know, we look at it at the local level, provincial level, federal level. It encompasses a large amount of information and a large amount of changes that are continually coming through, you know, directives and policy. And, you know, it's a certainly busy and active committee. And you as chair are doing a fabulous job. So I thank you for that. There's a big push. You know, we see it every day in the media, our clients, realtors, organized real estate at large. It's affecting everyone. You know, the big thing is the housing crisis and, you know, the policies that are being driven on that. It's consuming our headlines. How do you think advocacy perspective, you know, our governments are doing on that front, our organizations doing on that front? Kind of just want to open it up to some discussion. It's a big topic.
We look at it, and the governments are doing what they're doing. I mean, the provincial government has tried to eliminate a lot of the red tape. The local government is in the process of eliminating a lot of red tape. A lot of the with the new homes, a lot of it is taxes and fees, and we are lobbying, we'll call it lobbying against the fees, any increases. We're lobbying to remove some of the fees. Both federally and provincially, certain acts were enacted because of a direct advocacy from the provincial level, as well as the federal level, where the new home, the tax-free savings account, was a direct result of advocacy of all realtors across the country that came to Parliament Hill during PAC days in last year. In Ottawa, and the government listened and came through with that. And that's a direct way the pendulum has swung. Like any other association or vocation or industry, you'll see a lot of industry, insurance, lawyers, doctors, pharmacists, they all seem to have a big advocacy. Because once you join together, your voice is heard. We see it. We've seen a swing with provincial and federal political action conferences where the tide has changed. We become a stronger voice together. The government is definitely listening. And governments across Canada are listening to the provincial governments when our counterparts across the country meet with them and discuss the issues at hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I've had the privilege of being part of those discussions, seeing it firsthand in action. So I can certainly attest to the good work being done there. And, you know, the relationships, like what I've learned over giving time back to BREEA and in the advocacy and being part of our GR committee and also now president last year and this year, is the value is really in fostering those relationships and being a supportive industry. And whereas we're not only there to ask, but we're there to create dialogue and, you know, along with the ask, provide, you know, solutions. I think that's a powerful thing. I know, John, you know that firsthand, but it's, you know, we tend to always want to criticize or ask, but not provide, you know, solutions. If you can kind of, you want to spend some time talking about that.
It's one thing to, and you're right, David, it's one thing to ask and ask, but if you don't have a solution or you don't have a common sense, you ask one thing, but you also want to present the solution. You know, we go back in history, you look at the electronic signatures and the fact that realtors can have their own personal real estate corporation. All that is due to advocacy. All that is due to hard work on behalf of realtors across the province, advocating on our behalf and providing the answers, providing the solution. It takes some time. It takes a lot of hard work, but nonetheless, it does produce results. I know for a fact how close we came to a mandatory home energy audit back in 2017 and 18. That was scary. We threw everything but the kitchen sink at the government, but at the very end, every time we asked, every time we met, we had the solution. At the very end, they listened to the solution and it made sense and they opted to cancel it. That would have changed the whole way MLS is driven, MLS is operated based on that and how close we came. And that's a direct advocacy point. And I do know with the corporation, personal corporations, not only was it the government of the day, it was the opposing...
The opposition?
The opposition. For example, an NDP, we had a Liberal government of the day. When we proposed it, an NDP member, two of them stood up and motioned it, and they debated it. And it was really wonderful to sit in Parliament that day at Queen's Park and watch it go down. And the government finally agreed to it, and it's been a win for all. Simple with electronic signatures are the same thing. It was new, but now it's like breathing. It happens every day.
Yeah, and none of those things, you know, they're easy to take for granted because we're enjoying the benefit of it. But we have to remember how they came about, where they came from, and, you know, how important they are to our day-to-day businesses and you know, our communities and the consumers we serve. And it's tremendous wins there on all fronts. You look at the HRND, the mandatory home energy audit, like the impacts that would have had and the unintended consequences on our sellers, you know, mandating a mandatory home energy audit before you could list your home. I mean, you think of the added cost, the added time. It's just something that would have been disastrous. We're so thankful that we had, you know, advocates and government relations to provide solutions to the government to not see things like these come into being, right? So it's tremendously important. Thank you.
Yeah, and another win, we advocated locally as well as provincially the new act, the Trust in Real Estate Services Act. That was a direct win. We'll call it a win. We'll call it the realtors were working with the government hand in hand and developing this new act. And at the end of the day, it protects realtors, it protects the consumers, and it sets the tone for business. It's a lot stronger than it was before. Our regulator, Real Estate Council of Ontario, has bigger teeth it's given RICO bigger teeth to deal with things on a more professional level and a stronger level for we'll call it punishment or fines or
for the bad actors in the industry.
Exactly. The bad actors, it was so easy to get in and so hard to get out. But now with the new act, it's still pretty tough to get in and pretty easy to get out now with the rules they have. Yeah. As it should be.
I mean, that's one thing that I look at being part of, being a realtor, being a member of Brantford, but also a member, a realtor member of the province of Ontario through AREA. I mean, there's so much to be proud of there, you know, to see realtors in action coming together, you know, when AREA lobbies our provincial government, they hold a lot of weight, right? You got, what, 90 plus thousand
exactly.
members?
Yeah. And when we all hit Queen's Park on Advocacy Day, we you know, there's 600, 700 people there that are meeting with their MPs. We're lucky in Brantford. Our elected MPs and MPPs meet with us on a one-on-one, which is kind of really cool. Very few boards can go back to the conference and say, we're meeting one-on-one with our MP or MPP. What I mean by one-on-one is in a room, not a 15-minute window. Our MP and MPP has always given us many, many more than there are a lot of time. It's great to do that, and that's all part of a working relationship with them.
Amazing. Thanks, John. I mean, some great perspectives there, some great insights. I do have another question, though. How have you seen BREA's advocacy efforts improve over the years? Because you were really, I remember the time, kind of like the founding kind of member volunteer that created our GR committee all those years ago. Where have you seen it go from there? How has it improved?
The way it started up to now is we've partnered with various other organizations, Habitat for Humanity, partnered with the Chamber. We held an evening stakeholders event, which was not only a huge success for us, but it was it hit across the country. There was boards across the country following our lead. Matter of fact, we're going to one in May.
That's right. Guelph's doing one.
Guelph's doing it. And we look at a committee that started and we would advocate, but we were just getting our feet wet to the point where now we are working. We meet with our councillors and our mayors annually on a one-on-one. Our MP and MPPs, they listen to us. They look forward to our meetings. We get asked by the city on our opinion. As a matter of fact, last year when the city asked us to meet with the home builders and AREA over the development charges, I mean, that's a direct win. That shows advocacy at its finest. When the provincial MP calls us and wants our opinion on certain matters, whether it be GO Train or transportation or hospital, we are there. We're ready to roll up our sleeves, and that takes time, and that's all done over time with great committee members, a lot of work from staff and the committee, and attending these conferences where you learn so much in a span of 2 or 3 days, and so much gets done. You bring back, and you bring that back to the committee, you bring that back to the membership, and you see it growing. I kind of love it because I've seen it growing from a little seed to a nice, big, strong oak tree now, and it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, kind of the icing on the cake to that point, John, was, you know, our board won a national award last year, right?
Yes, we did, across Canada. And that's a huge win for us. It's an honor. It was an honor to be government relations chair for that. It not given lightly. We worked hard to get it. We were in competition, very stiff competition, I might add, with boards across from East Coast and the West Coast, as well as Ontario, and we won. So that's huge to me, and that's huge to our committee.
Yeah, amazing. And you know what? Congratulations on that, John. You're a tireless volunteer, Bria. You, you're a very passionate when it comes to GR, and I know you're also GR chair for the Chamber now?
Yes, yes, sir.
What do you do in your spare time?
I saw real estate.
Yeah. I hear you. Listen, just before we wrap up, we are running out of time. I just want to ask, you know, what have you got planned for the committee for this year? And anything you want to share on that front in terms of some goals?
The committee, what we've done this year is we've added a counselor to our government relations committee as a liaison. We're in the process of adding we have a city councilor, and we're in the process of adding a county councilor, which gives us a little bit better view. We're more in tune with what the city's doing, and it's good to have a different set of eyes from outside our industry on the government relations committee. We're looking at doing more government relations activities, events. News will come later. It all depends on the scope of it all. I mean, it was a trying year last year. A lot of people, a lot of associations have had to tighten the belt. So we're looking at that. We've sufficed. We've come a long way. We've done great things. And one step at a time. I know with the watershed tax, we'll call it, for the county, transportation with the city, buildings, development, we're all over that. We're on that. We'll take the Red Cross building that slated to come down. That's a development. That's part of a realtor advocacy in one form of another or another.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, John, again, for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always. And just a reminder, these podcasts are always available to our members and the greater community and can be found on the BREEA website, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Let us know if you have any specific topic you want us to cover or a guest you want us to feature. And don't forget to head over to www.BREEA.com/podcast and let us know what you think. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.